Welcome everyone to the show. Alright, so it's officially, should be the fourth or fifth week of school by now, and I gotta say, things have just gotten even more intense. From the very beginning, we hadn't had our first exam yet, but until this week, we just had our first exam. And I was extremely overwhelmed, but luckily there was enough time before the exam to study, so put in a lot of time and effort into that, and my class and even myself, we didn't perform that well on this exam. So it's totally understandable because it's our first time taking a therapeutics class, which can be definitely challenging for some people, including myself. So it was just all these new things, like disease states and cholinergic drugs. We're learning about the different types of cholinergic drugs lately, and I just got overwhelmed, honestly. So right now, I'm doing this kind of vlog, or I'm doing also a podcast with this too, but I'm doing this at school, which is kind of new. So this is kind of what our mods look like. This is where we usually like to study, and I do a lot of studying here or cramming before my school or my classes or my exams in this room, and it can be definitely challenging, especially for me, because I don't really like staying in school too long. But last year I was very much involved with staying in school. My hair is growing really long, as you can see. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But, you know what, so one reason why I usually enjoy growing my hair is that one day, you know, you'll never know. It could spark some creative ideas. Like, I see my long hair as kind of a push towards reminding me that I need to start being creative and things like that. So a lot of my classmates are still on campus right now. We're all studying, so it's kind of cool. Still got a lot to take care of. I just dropped in just now to record this video and podcast, and I just wanted to kind of get my thoughts out there for this week. So one thing I've been struggling with today is, I guess, worrying too much about what other people think about me and overthinking smallest of situations. So there's like this girl at my school that I kind of like, and I guess when I see her, I start to overthink everything, myself, how I look, how she looks, and that's not good. You know, I gotta say that it just really does distract me from my work, and that's just what I've been struggling with today. Just getting back into workflow, because after this situation happened at the library, I could not focus. I ended up in my room trying to take a nap, and then when I woke up, I broke my rule and I ended up scrolling through Instagram. So lately I've been on this kind of streak of not using my Instagram for about 30 days now. Since the school year started, I hadn't gone back on Instagram, but today I broke that, and it's a bit disappointing, but it had to happen someday. So I gotta say, school has definitely been challenging. I had sign-offs this week for health screening counseling, and that was a bit challenging, honestly. I didn't know that so much thought needs to be placed into every conversation with a patient, all the different talks you need to have with your patient to make sure that they're using their medication correctly. And that was a bit overwhelming, and you know, trying to focus on studying for my classes, I really had to kind of button down this week. So if you guys know, I like to use Habitica a lot. It's a productivity app. I use it for to-dos and habits, and I wasn't really able to keep up with that because things just got so overwhelming when this first exam was coming up, and I ended up losing a lot of time that I could have been studying. So that's something I gotta tell you guys. So don't be too hard on yourself if you're losing time, and don't be too hard on yourself if you have a lot of distractions in your life. You know, it's still the beginning of the school year, a lot of new memories still to be made. Things are just starting to get hard, and that's good. If it's too easy, then you're not growing. So I would definitely say that I've been growing a lot lately, learning a lot about the profession. Today is also World Heart Day, so they told everyone to wear red at school, so that's why I'm wearing this red Superman shirt. Some of my friends are studying here too, so I'm a bit trying to keep it not too loud so I don't disturb some people who are studying. It's peaceful. I couldn't study in my room, honestly, so if you're in college and you study in your dorm room, that's, for me, it's difficult because one, my bed's in my room, there's no air conditioning, the lighting's not good. It just didn't foster an environment for me to learn, so that's why I'm back in school. It's late at night, actually, as you can kind of tell. It's kind of dark outside. Or if you're listening to a podcast, just believe me that it is dark. So I've been finding it a lot difficult to create more content lately. Just the busyness of school with this first exam and the second exam already starting next week. It just got overwhelming, honestly. It's just the beginning, I know, though. So for anyone who's still listening so far, some words of advice, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. And even if you're working alone or if you feel like you're alone, if you know you're focusing on what you need to do and you're still on the right path, you're not alone because you're still doing what you're supposed to do. And you're doing the things that make you happy. So another lesson I learned this week is don't skip the gym. I really do miss the gym. I miss working out. And it did take away a lot of my happiness, but I was able to put more time into my studies, which is good. So I'm just going to kind of wrap it up here. I need to get back to work before time closes out. I drove up here using my brother's car, so I have a set amount of time I got here at the school site. So hopefully this video or podcast episode helps someone out there, and hopefully next week goes well and our exams go well. So hopefully my class passes and I bring up my grade because it's the same class for his next exam. So hoping for the best. As always, stay awesome. Peace.